I don't have a lot of strength today. So why do you come? You want to have a look at me? Okay, good. We are born to die. And where do we die? To be born again. That's called samsara vata. The cycle of birth and death. Born, die, born, die, born, die. I call it the hamster wheel. Running, 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 but not going anywhere. Yeah. So, what are we going to do? Yeah. We need to open the door and get out. Yeah. Otherwise we will run forever. Yeah. I mean, we have been running. I think it's a little bit echo. We've been running for trillions of lives already. So, yeah. If you don't find a way out, you know, you will be running and running again. Yeah. For another trillion of lives. And when I look at your faces, you all look so happy, you know. I mean, you're just going in for another life, huh? Full of dukkha, huh? Dukkha, dukkha, the first noble truth. What is dukkha? Huh? Discontent, dis-ease, huh? Pain, restlessness, boredom, pain, suffering. Yeah? That's all dukkha. Huh? Getting up in the morning, huh? Waking up in the morning not wanting to get up, dukkha. Huh? Getting hungry, dukkha. Huh? Thirsty, dukkha. Needing to go to the toilet, dukkha. Huh? Getting tired, dukkha. I mean, not enough, huh? That is just the bodily dukkha. Yeah? Now the mental dukkha. I don't like this, I want that, yeah? I'm not satisfied with this, I'm not satisfied with that. I want this, I want to become, I want to be, I want to have this, I want to have that, yeah? That's the mental dukkha. Yeah? It's the first noble truth. If you don't understand this truth, there's no way out. And we're running and running and running, yeah? Around in this roller coaster, yeah? Living, yeah? What do you do, yeah? Huh? You're born. When you're born as a human being, huh? Can you use the body already? No, you have to train this body for 16 or 18 years, yeah? No? Learning to walk, learning to talk, lots of fun. Yeah? Learning to read, learning to write, going to school for 15, 16 years until we can use the full strength of our body. And what do then? We work. Yeah? Until we get retired and then we don't have any more strength and then we wait for death to come. That's life in a nutshell. Yeah? Training this body until we can work, until we can look after this body, then we work for this body, yeah? Until we don't have any more strength. Yeah? Where's the fun in all this? And then we wait for death to come. Just to get in another. Yeah? Another one. Yeah? Very good. I mean, make yourself this clear, yeah? I mean, this life is not the first life. And it's not the first life as a human being, yeah? People think, oh, I will go to heaven, yeah? I mean, there's a time limit to heaven, yeah? Once you use up all your merit in heaven, you go down to hell. Because we did enough bad things, and all that leads us to hell, yeah? And then we might go up to heaven again and to hell again, yeah? Or, yeah, for normal people, you know, they go to hell, you know, they finish their life as human beings, they go to hell, experience the results of their bad karma, and then they come back as a ghost, you know, and after being a ghost, you know, they come back as a human being again, yeah? Just to do enough bad karma, you know, to go down to hell. That sounds like a lot of fun, yeah? Hello. Wake up, huh? When are you going to wake up, huh? Sleepwalking through life, huh? No? That's what we do. And nowadays, even worse, you know, with the smartphone in your hand, you sleepwalk through the life, yeah? You don't even know what is going on around you. Huh? Look at the people, you know. walk, yeah? Sending messages, taking pictures, sending it to a friend, yeah? Looking up this, looking up that, yeah? Asking what is this? Google, Google, Siri, Siri, Gemini, or whatever it is, Grok, yeah? Maybe I should, you know, let Grok, you know, make a talk, you know, said, you know, I'm find out, you know, look at the talks of Ajahn Martin, you know, and make a now AI talk, yeah? I think it would be bad, really bad. Nowadays people, why is it called a smartphone? Because the people who use it are stupid. Otherwise, why would they use a smartphone? Huh? It's smarter than us, yeah? Or it's supposed to be smarter than us. And the more we use it, you know, the more stupid we become. Yeah? Especially nowadays with this AI, yeah? Huh? Can you trust it? You ask something, you know, can you trust the answer? I tested it out. I just rephrase the question, and each time a different answer comes up. So which answer is the right one? At the time when we went to university, you know, the older generation, you know, we looked at the books. Who was writing the book? Is it a reliable source? Then we copied the text out, you know, and used it for our thesis. Nowadays you don't do that anymore. You don't know where these answers are coming from. Anywhere in this world, you don't know who wrote it, yeah? You don't know who came up with this idea. Yeah? It makes us completely dependent and completely stupid. Yeah? The more we use it, yeah? And people not only using it for this, yeah, they're using it to play games. Yeah? Yeah? What kind of life is this, yeah? A life of game, yeah? Life of throne or whatever, or what is it? You know, what are these games? Computer games called? I don't know. Yeah? You go into this game, you choose a character, yeah? You fight your way along, and in the end it says, game over, new game. Just like our life. Game over means dead. Have a new life, have a new go, yeah? And the problem is when we go, when we die, yeah, just like within the game, all our attainments that we have gained in the game, you know, it's gone. You have to start from fresh. No? Yeah. And as human beings, the same. We have to start from fresh. You have to educate this body again. You have to walk. You have to learn to walk, to talk, yeah? And so on, 16 years, yeah, before you can use it again. And then you have to go to university, yeah? Or go, you know, go and study a profession, yeah? And then you have to work again, because everything that we build up, yeah, in this life is gone. Bye-bye. Family business, Our achievements, The Nobel Prize of Physics, or the Nobel Peace Prize, you know, I mean, it's gone. We have to work again. Each life you have to start fresh. Yeah? The only thing that we take with us is our karma, yeah? The bad karma or the good karma, yeah? So for the people who are so old, you know, just start to pack your bags, you know? Yeah? Put all the good karma and bad karma and then carry it out, and whatever bag is heavier, that's where you go. What are we doing, you know, people, yeah? Especially people who are retired, yeah? The only thing that you still have left to do is practice, 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 yeah? Make the mind calm. When the mind is calm, when the mind has sati, when the mind has awareness, it is aware of what is going on. And when we are aware, for instance, if you go to Singapore, you know, when we are aware that there's a left turn and a right turn and a straight, you know, and back, and you know, or five turns, then we can choose which way to go. If we are not aware, we just, you know, go down the main road. And that's the same with our karma. If we are not aware at the time of death, you know, of our options, we just go, you know, we just go the way of our heaviest karma. Yeah? Be it good or be it bad, yeah. That's why we have to be, especially, you know, when we are retired and have nothing else to do. But normally the people who are retired have so many things to do. In the next life, you have so many things to do either. Yeah? Again and again and again. There's no end. Yeah? And everybody, you know, said, okay, I'll do this job, you know, and then it's finished. Yeah? Once you finish this job, you know, you have another job. Oh, yeah, I need to do this. Yeah, I need to do that, you know? There's no end to it. Yeah? Just like there's no end to desire. Yeah? And desire is that what creates the dukkha. Yeah? Tanha. The desire to be, the desire not to be, the desire to become or not to become. Yeah? The desire to have or not to have. Yeah? That is creating all this mental dukkha. Yeah? The body is a burden already. You know, why to burden ourselves with all this mental dukkha? Yeah? Danny, I think they are all asleep here. What is with you? I mean, is life so hard? You know that you know you come to a talk and fall asleep, or nothing? Yeah. And that today I don't really have the strength. You know, I mean to fiercely. You know, I'm power into it. You know, so that you know at least the wall breaks up. No. Understand the situation you are in. That is the most important thing. Yeah? I mean, if you think there is no other life, you know, it's useless to come to this talk. Yeah? If you think you're not in the hamster wheel, you know, I mean, then, you know, there's no need to listen to this talk. Yeah? The Lord Buddha came, you know, came down, you know, to teach us human beings, yeah? Because he thought, you know, it is very useful, you know, to let the people know how to get out of this samsara, yeah? But how many people at that time listened to him? There were so many skeptics even at that time, you know. And nowadays, you know, there's no Buddha, you know. And there are hardly any arahants around here. And especially nobody in Singapore, nobody in Malaysia or around, yeah, Sumatra, yeah. The only living arahants, you know, are still a few, you know, in Thailand. Yeah. Maybe there's one in Laos, maybe there's one in Cambodia, yeah. Maybe there's one in Myanmar, yeah. But not many in Sri Lanka, yeah. But the most of them were in Thailand, yeah? Starting with Lumphuman and Lumphusao, yeah? And then, you know, at least 100 arahants, yeah? Coming from them, from the good teacher, yeah? I mean, that is the value of a good teacher, yeah? Who teaches the people to go the path, yeah? And tell them, you know, how to deal with this problem, how to deal with that problem, how to go along, yeah? If you don't have this, yeah, if you don't have a teacher like that who knows the path, how can he guide us? I mean, we can all read, yeah? We can read the suttas, you know, I mean, but, you know, does it tell you how to deal, you know, how to deal with anger, you know, how to deal with lust and so on, yeah? What is the right path to go, yeah? The right path, yeah, is always the Four Noble Truths. And dukkha, yeah? The cause of dukkha, the cessation of dukkha, and the path that leads to the end of dukkha, yeah? And that is the only thing, you know, that leads us out, yeah? The Fourth Noble Truth. That's what the monks are practicing, yeah? And that's what lay people are hopefully practicing if they are looking for a way out, or at least, you know, go to the gate, yeah? Sila, Samadhi, Panya, that is the far. That is the path to the end of dukkha. Sila, the five precepts. Yeah? What are the five precepts? Not to harm any living being, yeah? Not only human beings, any living being. Including animals, including ghosts, including, you know, devas and so on, yeah? Not harming any living being, yeah? Not taking what is not given, yeah? You work in a company and I take the pencil or take this or that from the company, that is stealing. The company didn't give it to you. Unless they tell you, you know, go home and work from home, you know, here's your laptop or here's your this, yeah? Then it is allowed, yeah? But people, I work for this company, so, you know, I mean, it's part of mine, yeah, already, yeah? It's against the precept, yeah? If you go to a friend, you know, and raid his fridge, you know, it's against the precept, yeah? Unless he gives you permission, yeah? Oh, there's a nice apple or a nice, you know, peach, you know, I mean, lying on the table, and then we bite into it, yeah? As long as it's not given, you know, as long as the friend says, you know, everything in my house, you know, belongs to you as well, then it is given, yeah? But people don't realize that, you know. I mean, these little things, you know, these little things are breaking the precept, yeah? And then sexual misconduct, you know, is a big, big, yeah? The big thing, yeah? Huh? Having extra marital affair, yeah? I mean, having a man, you know, having two women, or a woman having two men, yeah? That's not good. That's sexual misconduct. Parents with a child, sexual misconduct. Teacher with a student, sexual misconduct. Yeah? Professor with a student, sexual misconduct. Yeah? A CEO with his underlings, sexual misconduct. Ah. And then we look at the world and it's full of it. Yeah? And don't have to look very far. Yeah? Everywhere, yeah? Wherever we go, you know, people, you know, are just not satisfied with the other. Yeah? They have a partner, after 4 years they are dissatisfied, you know, looking for another one. They don't want to get divorced, you know. So they have affairs outside of the marriage, yeah? And sexual misconduct. That's quite heavy, yeah? It certainly leads us to hell. Yeah? Just like killing, yeah? Just like killing people, yeah? Or harming them very, very strongly leads us to hell, yeah? And what is the fourth? Yeah? Musa, yeah? No harsh speech. No lies. No harmful speech, yeah? Harming people with one speech, yeah? But the mouth goes first, yeah? Yeah? And the brain comes afterwards. We say things that we don't mean to. No? Look at this person, you know, what is he doing? See how bad he is, you know? See, you know, we do that all the time, yeah? And we? We are good, we are angels? We don't do anything wrong? Huh? Other people, you know, point the finger at us, you know. Look how, you know, how she is behaving or what she is doing, you know. That's not good, yeah. We do that all the time. That's why in German we have a saying, yeah. Before you open your mouth, start your brain. Huh? Start thinking. Yeah? Start thinking what you want to say. Yeah? So that is the fourth. Yeah? The fifth one, no alcohol, no drugs. Yeah? I mean, that is pretty much clear. Yeah? And nowadays, you know, addiction. The smartphone is an addiction. The same thing. Where is your smartphone? It's in your bag or it's in your pocket all day long, 24 hours, yeah? When you go to sleep, it's next to you in the bed, yeah? Huh? It's an addiction, yeah? The moment we are bored, we look up the smartphone, huh? We do this, yeah? Constantly, yeah? So we don't even know dukkha. We don't even realize, you know, that we have dukkha. 15 years or 20 years ago, there were no smartphones, yeah? I mean, what did we do? Well, probably watching telly, yeah? But, you know, telly was not 24 hours a day, yeah? What did we do? We used our gray matter, you know, what some people call a brain, yeah? To think about some things, you know, to reflect about it, to reflect about our life. Now we don't even need, yeah? Now we don't need to do this anymore, yeah? We don't need reflection, yeah? We just ask Google or Siri, you know, what shall I do today, yeah? Yeah, I mean, people do this, yeah? Texting, constantly texting, looking at line, and looking at TikTok, you know, wasting their time, yeah? Looking at YouTube, yeah, I mean, whatever. I mean, I don't know how many different apps there are, and then the game apps, you know, I mean, we can, 24 hours, yeah? It's a waste of time, my dear friends, yeah? Is it, you know, can't you wait to die and have another life, you know, so you need to waste the time? Huh? Ask yourself, huh? I mean, what is it as a human being? Yeah? Huh? I mean, there are 31 realms of existence, the human realm. Yeah? And the Lord Buddha always comes to a human realm. Yeah? Because he sees the potential of the human race. Yeah? And what do? We waste our time. We kill time by doing this, by doing that. We can't wait to die and have another life and hope, you know, the next life is better. Huh? If this life is not good, you know, the next life will not be better. Remember that? Yeah? Every new year, you know, we say, oh, the next year will be better. And it's just the same. Huh? Just the same as yesterday. Yeah. So how should the next life be better? Huh? If we don't prepare for it to be better. Remember this, you know, remember this well, yeah? If you don't do, yeah? If you don't do anything good, yeah? If you don't, yeah? Get a little bit of awareness in our life, what we are doing, why we are doing, and what is the result of our doing. Anybody ever thought about it? No. Because the Kilesas tell us, you want this, you know, go there, and then you go there. Huh? Singapore, you know, I mean, it's a small country, you know, okay, let's go to India, yeah? Huh? Or let's go to Taiwan, or let's go to China, yeah? Huh? Well, what do we see in China or India? People. Yeah? What do we see? Houses, trees, yeah? Vegetation, yeah? Beaches, ocean. We can see that all here. Where do we need to go there? Huh? Because we are bored. We want to see something new. Yeah? Huh? It's the same thing with eating. Huh? Hey, let's try out this food. Let's try out this food. There's a new restaurant. You know, can we try it out? Yeah? Every time, going for the tasters. Huh? Going for the difference. Huh? And in the end effect, everything is the same. Hmm? People are people. Yeah? Some people are nice, other people are friendly, you know, other people are unfriendly. Yeah? So, we can all have that in this country, yeah? So we don't need to go anywhere. We can use the time, you know, I mean, to practice, yeah? And practice especially reflection, yeah? What is my life? You know, why am I living? What is the point of me living? Yeah? What is the goal in my life? Huh? Ever ask yourself this? No. Yeah? We just do. Yeah? When I'm retired, look at the retirees. What do they do? Huh? Looking for other things to do. Yeah? Looking after their grandchildren or whatever. Yeah? Huh? That's what they do. Yeah? And they have less time than we, the people who work. Yeah? Can't wait, yeah? So we waste our precious life, yeah? But the Lord Buddha said, you know, I'm in this, yeah? And human life is a jumping board. It's a it's a board where we can, yeah? It's a life that we can use, you know, to open the gate, yeah? To Nibbana, yeah? To enter the stream, yeah? To open the gate and enter the street. Yeah? And then, only then have we made a dent, you know, in the samsara. Yeah? And we might be at most reborn seven more times, yeah, until we reach Nibbana. Yeah? Or we reach Sakadagami, once return, or Anagami, or even Arahant. Yeah? And then we never come back. Yeah? And Anagami also never comes back. Bye-bye. Yeah? And then he looks at you poor people. Oh. How many more lives do you have? Yeah? No? What is the goal in your life? The goal? Yeah? The aim? Shall I spell it out? A-I-M? Goal? G-O-A-L? Yeah? Ever thought about it? What do you want at the end of your life, and you know, when the coffin is closed, what did you want to do with your life? Huh? So work for it. No matter what it is, you know, work for it. Yeah? But think about it, you know, that all these things, you know, that you accomplish in this life are anicca, yeah? And you cannot take with you. Yeah? The things that are not anicca is the spiritual qualities that we develop, yeah? Like generosity or respect or gratitude, yeah? These things that most of the younger people don't even know what it is, yeah? What is gratitude? Yeah? Being grateful for what is given to us, yeah? Even being grateful to the, you know, to the boss or employer who gives us work, huh? Or the one who rents us a house or a compartment or an apartment, yeah? Huh? Even the bank that does our transaction for us, being grateful, yeah? You don't know that, yeah? We think it is our right, yeah? That's just like most of the Westerners, yeah? This is my right, you know? Yeah? I have the right, you know, for healthcare. I have the right for this. I have the right for that, yeah? I have the right for parents, no. Being grateful for what is given to us, for what is, you know, what we are helped with, yeah? Because we cannot live alone. Ever notice that? We need other people. Yeah? Only forest monks can live alone, yeah, by themselves, but not completely alone, because they need to go Vindapad, they need to go on alms round in the morning, yeah? And the rest of the day they can live alone, yeah? They don't need anything, yeah? But, you know, we normal human beings, you know, we need, yeah? We need a family or we need a group, you know, that we call our friends, yeah? and so on, yeah? We cannot live alone, yeah? We need to rely on, yeah? And we need to fit into a group, yeah? And that makes life very difficult, yeah? We want to have friends, you know, we don't want to disappoint friends, you know, so, yeah, we behave in a way that is most of the time not becoming for ourselves. Instead of doing, you know, instead of following the aim that we have in our life, yeah, knowing what we are doing, why we are doing, and what is the results of our doing, yeah, especially knowing if it is wholesome or unwholesome, yeah. Not thinking, not just taking any label, this is bad or this is good. Looking at one's own heart, you know. Is it wholesome? Do I feel contented? Yeah? Do I feel happy when I do this? Yeah, some people, you know, when they give alms, you know, they feel happy.
Ah, okay. So that is wholesome.
Yeah? Or some people feel contented, yeah, when they help other people.
Ah.
It's a nice feeling. Yeah? But if you get angry, you know, this is certainly unwholesome. Yeah? Or if you get upset, it's unwholesome. Yeah? So why do we do this to ourselves? Ever ask yourself? Yeah? When you're in a bad mood, why do you do this? When you're in a depression, why do you do this to yourself? Huh? It's you, nobody else. When you understand the law of karma, yeah? I mean, you probably remember, the saying, don't do unto others what you don't want others to do unto you. Huh? But you don't know the second part. Because for whatever is happening you right now, is what you have done unto others. Huh? In previous lives. Huh? If you cheated, you will be cheated. Yeah. If you have never cheated any other person, you will not be cheated in this life. Yeah. If you robbed other people in previous life, people will rob you. Yeah. Very, very clear. Karma doesn't need any judge. Yeah. Who decides, he has some billions, I don't, he can get by with it. No. Everybody is the same. Yeah? Karma is just. Yeah? It seems unfair to us, yeah, when we look at our life, don't we? Sometimes, why is this happening to me? Huh? Yeah? Because of my own doing. Yeah? And if we are aware of what we are doing, yeah, then we can change things. If we are not aware, just like you are, mostly sleepwalking, then of course you cannot change anything. We need to wake up. Hello. Waking up, yeah? Oh. I don't know what to do. Shall I display how you sit here? What is he saying? Yeah, what shall I do with you? Huh? Tell me, huh? How can I wake you up? Yeah. I mean, life is difficult. Yeah, life is not easy. Yeah, but there is a way that we can make it easier. Yeah. But for that we need some awareness or sati. Yeah. Otherwise, we are sleepwalking. Yeah, I mean we are robots. Just look, go to one of these shopping malls. You know, you have quite a few shopping malls here in Singapore, and look at the people. Yeah, just look at them. Are they aware of what they are doing? No. Have a look. Have a good look. Yeah, observe them. Observing is one of the qualities that we need to develop, for instance, when we go into samadhi. Yeah? That's the second part of the path that leads to the end of dukkha. Is samadhi. Yeah? The ability to concentrate. And not only concentrate, we concentrate on the breath, yeah, around the tip of the nose. Yeah? Or we concentrate on the Buddha. And the sati is developed by knowing what the Buddha is doing or knowing what the breath is doing. Is it the in-breath? Is it the out-breath? Is it deep? Is it shallow? Yeah? No, we concentrate, and then we become calm. Ah, so nice. Boop, it's gone. Yeah? Because we think. In the moment we think, we are getting out of samadhi. Yeah? We should keep, yeah? We should keep our sati on the breath or on the Buddha. Yeah? And whenever thought and whenever memory comes in, that's where we need our effort. Yeah? We go back to our point of attention, be it the Buddha or be it the breath. And then we observe. We don't make the breath different. Yeah? I need a calm breath. No, we don't make the breath, we observe the breath. That is the quality. Observe what we are doing. Yeah. Observe the breath. Huh? If you don't know what observing means, Next time go to the aquarium or go to the zoo and observe the animals. Do we have to think what the animals are doing? We see the monkey jumping from branch to branch. Do we have to think, oh, this monkey is jumping from branch to branch? We see and we know. No? And that is exactly the quality that we need to develop when we do samadhi. Observe, observe, observe. Not to make. Yeah? Because the Westerners always, yeah? And you're half Westerners or three-quarters Westerners already, yeah? The same kind of breed. We want to make. Huh? No. We want to observe. We want to know. Yeah? We want to know how the breath is at this moment. Is it deep? Is it shallow? Huh? Is it in-breath? Yeah? Is it at the height? Or is it, you know, slowing down and turning into the out-breath? Yeah? That's what we want to know. Yeah? With the Buddha, the same thing. Is it fast? Is it shallow? Is it, you know, is it deep? Yeah? Or is it slow? Is it the B? Is it the U? Is it the D, D, D? Yeah? Yeah? That's what we want to know. And that is what develops sati. Yeah? And without sati, we cannot do anything. Yeah? We can concentrate on things, you know, but we still don't know what is happening. Yeah? So please, next time you go to the zoo, you know, I mean, observe. And this observance, you know, you take into your meditation, you know, observing the present, observing the Buddha. Yeah? And when the mind goes out, that's where we need the force. Yeah? That's why I sometimes, you know, compare, you know, meditation with riding a horse. Yeah? As long as the horse goes in the right, you go with the flow, go with the flow, go with the flow. Yeah? The moment that the horse, you know, goes a different path, you rein it in. Yeah? And the same thing with the mind. You don't have to use force on the Buddha, or you don't have to use force on the breath. Yeah, you just rein it in when the mind goes out, and it constantly goes out. And the more we use our smartphone, the more it goes out. Yeah, I mean the young people, you know, sometimes they teach a school, you know, 15 or 16 years old. What do you think their concentration span is? 2 seconds, and then the mind is gone. And the more you use your smartphone, you know, the less your concentration, yeah, your attention span is gone, going to be. Huh? I know you have to use a smartphone, yeah, because of work, yeah, but then use it only for work. Don't use it for entertainment, yeah. Don't use it for play. Don't use it, you know, to obscure the fact that you have dukkha. Huh? Ah, it's so easy, you know, it's always there, you know. And then all these messages coming up from our friends, you know, from our groups, you know, that we, you know, that we that we went into this group, a meditation group, maybe meditation group, then, you know, a yoga group or things, you know, constantly comes up. How can I live in this world like this, you know? I mean, I don't have even one moment, you know, of free time, yeah? Sometimes I hear it, you know, when the people come to the monastery, you know, when they don't turn their phones off, you know, go beep, 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 beep. One after the other, yeah? And then they start looking, is it Indran? Yeah, is it? Constantly distracted, yeah? And for samadhi, we need to be able to concentrate, yeah? We need to be able to concentrate at least for 45 minutes, yeah? Stay with the breath, yeah? Get into samadhi, get into the safe house, yeah? By the way, the person with the hoodie, you know, I mean, you should not listen to a Dhamma talk when you have your hoodie on, yeah? I mean, it's not allowed for me, you know. I mean, I just saw it. It's not allowed for me to teach as a monk, you know, for people with a hoodie on or people who are standing. Yeah? Where was I? You know, we're constantly distracted. We need at least 45 minutes, you know, I mean, to be able to enter samadhi. Enter upachara samadhi. There are 3 stages of samadhi. Kanika samadhi, very momentary, one moment, you know, one blink of an eye we go into, yeah, and then we come out again. Upachara samadhi, we can stay there for hours, yeah. And Yeah, it starts from very coarse upachara samadhi to very deep upachara samadhi. Yeah? In the beginning, once in a while, there might be still a thought coming, but we are not interested. Our memory coming. But we enter the safe house, yeah? And then we are thrown out, and that's when we notice, yeah? We've been into samadhi. And, yeah? I mean, don't ask me if I have been into samadhi, because, I mean, you know it yourself, yeah? When you come out and you feel energized, yeah? And you feel concentrated, you can concentrate on things, then you have been into samadhi, upachara samadhi. Is it deep or was very deep or not very deep? That depends on you, yeah? And that is our safe house, because that is the first time we realize we don't need a thing. We are completely contented. We don't need anything. Wow! That's a revelation. The moment we come out of samadhi, we need this, you know, we need to go there, we need to go to toilet, we need to drink something, and so on, and so on, and so on, yeah? But when we're in samadhi, perfect. Actually, our body sits also perfect, yeah? It doesn't twitch here and doesn't twitch there, yeah? Because if the body twitches, the citta twitches, yeah? And what we are trying to do is, you know, I mean, make the citta still, yeah? And if the citta is still or calm, yeah? The body doesn't move. I mean, who's the owner of the body, huh? When you sit in the car and fall asleep, does the car move? No. It doesn't go right, it doesn't go left, you know, it doesn't go forward or backward. Because the driver is asleep, or the driver went out, you know, so the car doesn't move. Huh? And the driver of the body is the citta. Yeah? So if the citta is calm, or is it, yeah, quotation marks, asleep, you know, then the body doesn't move. If you start to move here and start to move there, you know, try to avoid the pain, yeah, I mean, then we are not in samadhi. Yeah. People always coming late, yeah? And still having their mask on. I mean, that's... I mean, how many years, you know, have I talking about it? Oh! That's stupid. Absolutely stupid, yeah? People don't do that, you know? They just listen, you know. Oh, a doctor says we should do this. When a doctor tells me to do this, you know, I reflect upon if it is wise or not wise, yeah? I ever realized, you know, when you put on a mask, you know, we need to breathe in oxygen. You realize that, huh? When we breathe out, what comes out? Carbon dioxide. No? And carbon dioxide seems to be very healthy for our body, that's why we keep it in the mask. And when we breathe in again, you know, we breathe in the carbon dioxide. Yeah? Other people who want to kill themselves, you know, I mean, just put some hose, you know, to the exhaust of their car, you know, and breathe it in and to die, yeah? And we did it all by ourselves, you know, we all freely did it, yeah? Not thinking about it, because I mean, that's where we need our brain cells, yeah? Fear, yeah? We're afraid to die. We will die, no matter what. Sooner or later we will die. Everybody of us dies, yeah? Some people die sooner, some people die later, yeah? I couldn't understand, I really couldn't understand it about COVID. COVID is just a cold, yeah? I never seen anybody putting a mask on when he has a cold. Yeah? But nowadays, everybody, yeah? You think the virus is, you know, so big that it cannot come into the mask, yeah? Or when we eat and take off the mask, the virus cannot come in? Yeah, where is it? You know, where is our, what is it called? Common sense. The common sense, you know, that tells us something is not right. Yeah? Why did all these pharma companies that earn billions of dollars, told us, to have three vaccinations, huh? Because they earn the money, huh? Fear, yeah? The next fear is, the fear of death, the fear of sickness, the fear of this sickness, that sickness, yeah? Or the fear of war. Yeah. No, they come, in Europe, they come, yeah? Russia is going to attack us. We have to prepare ourselves. Who provoked Russia? The West. Always coming closer and closer and closer to the border until Russia said, no, that's enough, yeah? And now, everybody needs to train, to become a soldier, buying material, and who profits? The government never goes to war. They send us to war, ask for us to die. The Singaporeans have to train, to train in the army, everyone of you, who has to train in the army, yeah? In Germany, I had to train in the army at that time, when East Germany and West Germany were two different states, two different systems, yeah? That was not fun, yeah? And especially to kill somebody, yeah? Because somebody else tells us to kill somebody, yeah? But because of fear, we do it. Or fear to getting killed, Or some sort of rational. Yeah? Fear is something, We can investigate that later, So I was talking about samadhi. I'm not talking about apana samadhi, where everything disappears. But one-pointedness. Yeah? Let's go to panya, wisdom, developing wisdom. That's where we actually need our gray matter, That's where we need, That's where we need concentration. That's where we need sati. We concentrate, on something that we want to investigate, And the first thing that we learn it, is by concentrating on the pain, What is pain? What is pain? We don't like it, we don't want it, So if you sit in samadhi and no pain comes, we get up and the pain is gone. So what kind of pain is that? Ever noticed that? You sit 20 minutes in samadhi, and the pain, it's so painful. I'm going to break my leg. I'm going to ruin my body, But when you sit with your friends and eat, for 2 hours, and talk and talk and talk, there's no breaking of leg, there's no ruining the body, It's just lots of fun, But when we sit in samadhi, everything, Never realize that, that's, reflect about what you're doing, Never notice it when you get out of samadhi. Because of pain, that the pain is gone. Wow, that's great. But that is not the remedy. Because we are going away from pain. We don't understand what pain is. It's the same thing. We don't understand all these things. We don't understand anger. We don't understand this feeling. We don't understand that feeling. Huh? We label it and then we look for a remedy. Pain? Okay, get up. Pain is gone. Huh? Or other pain, let's go to the repair shop, what we call hospitals, and get some relief for our pain. No? We don't want to know what pain is. We don't want to experience pain. Yeah? In order to overcome pain, we have to experience pain. It's the same in order to overcome hell, we have to go through the fires of hell. How can we ever, if we don't know, if we don't understand something, how can we overcome it? Huh? Ever thought about it? Huh? Yeah. Hello, 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 pain. What is pain? Feel it, breathe it in. in order to know it, to understand it, and then you look where it is coming from. Is it in the skin? Is it in the tendons? Is it in the flesh? Is it in the bones? Huh? And don't listen to any answers that are coming from the kilesas. Yeah, because I see, yeah, see crooked, you know, I strain myself too much. Yeah? Then your answer should be, and when I sit with my friends and eat? Huh? That should be the answer then. Yeah? Because the kilesas come with all our excuses that we read, that we heard, and so on. Yeah, from the doctors, from our phone, you know, and so on. Yeah, and we have to get rid of them, all of them, until there is no more answer coming, until we know what pain is. Yeah, and then, yeah, I mean, when we close to the truth of pain, then the pain disappears from this spot and goes to the next spot. Kind of magic, this pain, huh? Yeah, then we go to the next spot. Because we want to find out where the pain is coming from. Huh? Huh? We are not satisfied with that it disappears. Yeah? We want to find out where it's coming from. And if we have to sit 2 hours or 3 hours, you know, then we sit 2 hours or 3 hours. Yeah? Until the pain is coming. And I can promise you, it is the most stable meditation object that you ever had. Yeah? The Buddha disappears, you know, the breath disappears, you know, but pain doesn't disappear so easily, yeah? That's why we can concentrate very easily on it, yeah? But we have to actually accept it, and that's a problem. It's a problem with all these negative things, you know, that we don't like, yeah? This kind of feeling, yeah? The feeling of fear, you know, what is it, yeah? How does the feeling of fear differ from the feeling of anger? Ever ask yourself? Or from the pain? Huh? A feeling is a feeling. Huh? It's a positive feeling, negative feeling, or neutral feeling. Yeah? But we gave all these labels, all these different labels, you know, to feelings, you know, and we know how to deal with it so that it goes away. Huh? Not understanding what it is. So we have to understand. And then if you can accept this feeling, yeah, what came before this feeling? What kind of thought? What kind of memory came? Huh? Very good, you know, for instance, what is tiredness? Huh? How does it feel like? What came before the tiredness? Was there a feeling, oh, it's boring, you know, let's go to sleep better. Yeah? Now I'm calm, you know, I can go to sleep. Yeah? What come before it? What kind of memory? What kind of thought? Yeah, you have to understand. Huh? I mean, you want to understand everything in this world. You know, why don't you want to understand how you are working yourself? Yeah, what comes into the mind? Why does it come into the mind? How do we react to this situation? How do we react to this? Or why do we react to this situation? Yeah, this we don't want to understand. Yeah. We just want to understand the world. How do we build a skyscraper? You know, how do we build a bigger ship? You know, how do we drive a car? You know, how do we make chips? You know, and so on. This we want to understand. Yeah? But how we work, nobody wants to understand that. Huh? And if you don't understand how you work, you cannot change. Huh? Very simple. Yeah? Because if we see something is unwholesome, you know, we can let it go. Yeah? Or we cannot indulge into it. Yeah? If you see a certain reaction, you know, if you see something is coming, you know, a certain reaction is creeping up that is unwholesome, yeah? We can investigate it. Yeah? It's up to us. Yeah. I'm working so hard, and in the evening I'm so tired, so I mean, leave me alone. Yeah. Huh? Investigation, that's where we need to ask questions. Yeah? But not the question, you know, not the question, you know, I mean, how do I get rid of it? Yeah? Not the question, what is it? How does it feel like? How does it differentiate itself, yeah, from this or from that? Yeah? Yeah? What is this body made of? For instance, yeah? What happens if I remove the skin from this body? Would I still like it? Very interesting question, huh? Anybody seen the body worlds?
Yeah.
Where they plastered, you know, the plastered bodies of dead people?
Yeah.
And where you can see it without skin?
Yeah.
How does it look like?
Yeah.
Very interesting, yeah. But that is already plastered, you know. When you look at it, you know, all the poos and the plus, you know. Yeah? You just need to look in your stomach, yeah. The nice food that you had this morning, you know. When you look into your stomach now, how is it? When you throw up, you want to eat it again? Yeah. It's still food. The body is just a chemical factory, you know. Yeah. Or the stomach is a chemical factory, you know, that processes, you know. If it can process it and turn it into energy, that's good. If it cannot, you know, then it stores or it, you know, it goes out in the shit, yeah. No? Whatever goes into the body or onto the body is nice, whatever comes out of the body is disgusting. Huh? The sweat? Nice perfume. Huh? No? The spittle. You don't want to put it back in your mouth. Huh? It's 24 hours in your mouth. Try it out. Spit it in your... Wait 2 minutes, you know, and then try to lick it up again. You don't want to do it. It stinks. Huh? Ever notice that? Huh? The shit that comes out, yeah? I mean, the food that we have, yeah? So many different colors, so many different tastes, you know, when it comes out, you know, one color and one taste, yeah? This body turns everything into, yeah? Into, you know, something that is disgusting. We don't like it. Huh? But we never thought about it, yeah? Take away the skin, you know, and then look at your neighbor, he just looks like you. There's nothing, yeah? All the attraction is gone, yeah? And the skin, yeah? I mean, how thick is the skin that hides all this mess? Thin? Ever remove the skin, you know? I mean, it's very thin, thin like a tissue. And everything underneath is we don't like. Huh? We like the form, we like the hair, you know, we like the nails, you know. Huh? But what is inside, where is the hair growing out, yeah? Huh? We don't want to see. That cuts down on the delusion about this fantastic body. In one way it is fantastic because it can produce so many things, yeah? But, I mean, it gives us a lot of dukkha. Yeah? We have to look after it, you know? And in the end, you know, all the things that we create with this body, be it art or be it, you know, be it architecture or whatever it is, yeah? Spacecraft, I don't know, yeah? Or nowadays this AI, yeah? It's gone when we die. So this is Anicca, impermanent. Whatever arises has to cease. Yeah? And whatever arises and has to cease cannot be me, cannot be mine, cannot be myself. Who are you? Ever asked yourself this? What were my ideas, you know, 20 years ago? Oh, very different from what I am now. Yeah? What were my thoughts, you know, 10 years ago or 5 years ago? What were my goals or aims, you know, 5 years ago? Huh? So who are you? Is there something constant? Yeah? What do you think? It's me, it's mine, yeah? My name, yeah? When you die, the name is also gone. Maybe it's written on a piece of stone or a piece of wood, yeah? And then after a while, you know, the stone, you know, decays, you know, in the wood, you know, rots away, yeah? So who are you, yeah? You are a sum up, you know, of all the five khandas, Rupa, Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, Vinyana. Yeah? So it's a body, you know, it's it's Vedana, it's feeling, you know, and then memory and association, thoughts and consciousness. And these things are constantly changing. Ever notice it? Consciousness you won't notice, you know, because it's so fast, yeah? But feeling changes, yeah? You have a nice feeling, can you change it to something else? It just comes and it goes, yeah? You have, yeah, today you are in a bad mood, yeah? Can you change it to a good mood? Say, oh, I don't like this bad mood, let's switch it off, yeah, and have a good mood. Can you change it? No. Because it's not me, it's not mine, it's not myself, it doesn't belong to me. Just like this body, yeah? When the body is sick, you know, we cannot change it. Yeah? When the body is not healthy, we cannot change it to a healthy body. Yeah? We have to live with it. You know, when we are, you know, when we are a woman, you know, we cannot be a man. When we are a man, we cannot be a woman. Yeah, except for this stupid, you know. I mean, change, sex changes. Yeah? Yeah, but that is not really. You still are the same. Yeah. So, can you change it? No. Can you prevent it from dying? No. Can you prevent it that it doesn't die so fast or that you have a long life? No. Because you have no power over this body. The body comes and the body goes. Yeah? It's anicca. Yeah? Feelings come, feelings go. It's anicca. Yeah? And who knows this? Yeah? Who knows you have a thought? Ever try to ask the thought, do you know you are a thought? What do you think the reply is? Nothing. Do you know it's a memory? Yeah? When a memory comes up, do you know it's a memory? Do you know it's a feeling? Yeah? Who knows these things? That's exactly what I was talking about. You're not developing this knowingness. Yeah? Knowing what is going on. Observing, yeah? Observing. Okay, there's a feeling. Yeah? We see the feeling coming, we see the feeling going. Yeah? So who is the perceiving? Yeah? Who is the subject and who is the object? Yeah? The subject is the knowingness, the object is the object we know about. A feeling, a thought, a memory, a body. It's not you. The body is not me, and not mine, it's not myself. Yeah? When you're born in a car and die in a car and never get out of the car, you think you are the car, don't you? Yeah. Very simple. It's the same as the body. You're born in the body, you die in the body, you think you are the body. No. The body is the body and the chitta is the chitta. The chitta is the owner of the body, just like the driver of the car is the owner of the car. Yeah? In most cases, yeah? He can decide to drive or not to drive. The chitta can decide to move this body or not to move this body. To think or not to think, yeah? But the problem in the chitta is that there are kilesas who also have the ownership of these five khandhas. Yeah? And these we have to drive out in order to get peaceful. I guess I better stop. So, with this I end the talk, you know, so if you have any questions, you know, go ahead and ask them. Yeah.
We cannot change that bad mood, but it is Buddhist we can. Can you please expand and elaborate on that? As a lay Buddhist, what can we do? Because all of us experience days of having a bad mood. Thank you.
I mean, I just explained it, how to change it, to know what came before the bad mood, to investigate. First, you know, allow the feeling of how does it feel like a bad mood? We don't want a bad mood, and that's why we can't investigate it. Yeah? We want to know what came before the bad mood. Yeah? What kind of thoughts, you know, led to the bad mood? Or what kind of, you know, sensory input led to the bad mood? Yeah? We saw somebody we disliked, you know. We met our boss, and he was, you know, not complimenting us, you know. I mean, he was, you know, scorning us, you know. And that's why we got in a bad mood. Yeah? So we investigate, you know, the facts. Yeah? Because, for instance, we can say, I mean, I tried to do my best, or I was at fault, you know, he was right. Then we don't need to be in a bad mood. Yeah? But if we don't see, you know, don't see the whole act, yeah, what came before. And sometimes it just happens, you know, that in the morning, you know, you have a bad dream or you have a bad memory, you know, and the whole day becomes bad. Yeah? But if we realize, you know, we have a bad dream, you know, and then do Buddha, 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 go into the samadhi, you know, and then everything changes. And we can stop any kind of feeling, you know, in the moment, be it fear, be it anger, be it things, you know, by returning our attention on the Buddha or on the breath, yeah? For 5 minutes, you know, and then look, you know, what brings up the anger, what brings up the bad mood, yeah? Very simple, actually. That's why I said, you know, we are never interested in how we work, you know. We are always interested in how other things work, yeah? If you understand, if you get interested, you know, if you investigate how you work, you can change things, yeah? It's the same thing, you go in a factory or you look at your car. I mean, in the 70s, you could open the hood, you know, you see what is working and not working, and you can repair it, yeah? But if you were not interested how a machine works, you know, or how the engine works, you know, I mean, you couldn't repair it, could you? And it's just an engine. I mean, it's quite complicated, you know, but it is, the good thing about this mind engine is, it is, you know, it is not parallel, it is singular, yeah? I mean, it's consecutive, yeah? One thing, you know, provokes the next thing, provokes the next thing, provokes the next thing, yeah? A thought, you know, comes with a certain feeling, yeah? And it triggers a memory, yeah? And the memory comes with a similar feeling, so the feelings add up, yeah? And then comes another thought, you know? And after a while, you know, you have a really big emotion, yeah? But if you stop in the beginning and said, no, I don't want this kind of thought, you know, or I'm not interested in this thought, the whole thing collapses. Huh? The avalanche that comes down and, you know, I mean, pulls us away, you know, is gone. Because we take out the stone. It causes the avalanche. Very simple. Okay?
Thank you very much, Ajahn.
Yeah, I thought so. No more questions, you know. Okay, then we can end, yeah? Go and practice, yeah? No, they're still sleepwalking.
That's what. Ajahn, thank you so much for your talk. I just wanted to ask, how do you maintain interest in investigating the body or the feeling, and not over intellectualizing what has been investigated, or to move towards a direction where you actually intellectualize these things but not experiencing it?
Isn't that clear? If you experience a feeling, that is a feeling. You don't think about it, you ask questions. Yeah? Developing wisdom is not to think our way out. I mean, a lot of Westerners think they are arahants, you know, because they thought their way out of samsara, yeah? But they still are bound to samsara, yeah? No. Developing wisdom is asking the right questions. What is pain? How does pain differentiate itself from, for instance, anger, or from lust, or from this, or from that? Huh? When we go in the body, how is the liver, you know, differentiates from the lungs, yeah? And we want the answers, you know, the answers that don't come through the mind. I mean, I talked about it, didn't I? We leave out all the answers that come from the kilesas until there's no more answer coming, yeah? And then, you know, if you do that correctly, you know, sometimes, you know, the knowingness comes up and tells you what is actually going on. Because the citta knows everything, you know. We just piled, you know, piled all the stones up onto the citta so that it doesn't see anything anymore, yeah. All this mud, you know, I mean, yeah, that is piled up on our citta, so it is in, yeah, it is dark, yeah. So we have to, yeah, get it clear. The first thing is to get it clear is through samadhi, and then asking the right questions, yeah. Not intellectualize about it. The facts, just the facts. Yeah? This thought, yeah, and then this memory came, and then this happened, and then this happened, yeah. We don't, you know, we just have to show the citta, and then it understands, because, you know, it has this sati, yeah, the sati that is in the citta. And sometimes you have to do it 100 times, sometimes it is clear after 10 times, sometimes you have to do it 1,000 times before you understand. Yeah? That depends on how muddled up your citta is. Yeah? Okay?
Thank you, Ajahn.
Okay, go to sleep, yeah. Now,
any more questions?
I don't think so. Okay, so, yeah.
So, if there are no other questions, we can end the session today. We pay respects to Long Paul and bow 3 times together. Bow.
Every year it's getting worse and worse, yeah? And the smartphone is, you know, the main cause for it, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.